I have created a club room, well, a headquarters. So it's the Savage Club headquarters. So it's a place where you can gather, talk story, play, explore and meet. So we're only here until next Wednesday. And then a lot of, I'm hoping a few local artists, Chris Emery and Paki Salmon will take over and do some other things. So while we're here, we've been open studios, so we're printing t-shirts, we're making and just exchanging stories, which is the most important thing for us, is to try and to meet and connect with our Hawaiian cousins.
How can that be done, do you think?
Because it's actually what happens in America affects the whole world. So, you know, if something happens, you know, it affects us all. So I've been watching from afar, just hoping that, you know, it can all settle down and we can sort of, you know, all love each other again without the fear. There's a lot of fear in the world at the moment. So with the Savage Club, we're just trying to, you know, art can say things that sometimes can be quite hard or harsh when in terms of politics. So what I love about my art practice is it allows me to sort of have a voice and say quite hard, maybe topics, bring the topics up. Like for me, the presence of the military was a shock to me.
Here
in Hawaii, because we're not used to it at home in Aotearoa.
How do you feel it here? How did you realise?
Well, I got off the plane and the first thing I heard was the preference for military personnel. Then, of course, the presence physically when I was at the airport. Then, of course, Pearl Harbor. Then sort of sitting at the beach at Waianae and the helicopters going by. But the clincher was when I thought, and I was at Ka'ala, at Lo'i, and I thought I heard some thunder, but it wasn't thunder. It was some bombing going off. So I was like, seriously? Because it's a testing ground for them out there. So it really made me go, oh, wow, this is something that's happening now. We thought that all didn't sort of happen like that. We just thought the military were here, but we didn't realise they're actively practicing. So it was quite a shock for somebody like me to actually really experience it quite full on. So
that's educational for us, yeah. That you're shocked. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, actually, because that's what I realised. My friends were like, oh, it's just always been like that. And they're kind of wondering why we're so like, whoa, wow, what was that? Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also because coming here for us is about, you know, we still carry the legends of Hawaiki, of Hawaiki Roa, Hawaiki Nui, Hawaiki Pau Mau Mau, which is one of the connections that, you know, leads us to Hawaii, that actually the connection is strong. Some of the language, we have so many words in common.
I know, but what is that? How is that connection? That free people from Aotearoa came here? Or what is it?
Well, there's a few. It's when you're in Tahiti that things start to make sense in terms of our traditional navigators, in terms of the names that they carried to different places. So I was lucky enough, or blessed enough, to be in Tahiti earlier on this year, and they still carry the stories of where those canoes left and where they stopped. So it's amazing for us on the other side of the world, 4,000 miles away, and here you are in Hawaii, but when I'm in Tahiti, to hear these shared histories and have the shared names and to hear the language, so it becomes more tangible then. Something that you just sort of hear about becomes tangible through actually visiting and being a part of it. So we were all really excited to come to Hawaii.
Is this your first time, Rosanna?
I've been pretty blessed. I came here a couple of years ago. I did a project with the Smithsonian Museum called Aikai down at...
Yes, I thought I saw you here before.
At the Ala Moana. So that was my first taster, and I was sort of like...
This guy's... thing is so loud. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's when I really, you know, always, you can go somewhere once, but it's when you keep visiting that you make friends, you meet people, and the relationships start to get deeper. So It's been awesome to be here down at the Savage Club HQ, and people like T. Henderson will come and sing to us while we're doing our install, and friends pop in with food. It just makes the whole trip full of aloha.
So you've created a space, and what we should do is just look for the events that are scheduled there, maybe. Can we pop by anytime? How does this place work?
Yes, so we're doing what we call open studios. So we're open from 12 to 7 on, well, from now next Tuesday, Wednesday. Sorry, we're going to the beach tomorrow and Monday. And we're open studio, so pop in. We're printing, we've got our stencils, so we're printing Savage Club t-shirts, which is sort of like a membership, sort of initiation. So, or else you can bring your own, yeah, bring your own thing to print. And it's, yeah, a chance to talk story with us, swap ideas. We're really interested in connecting through the arts. We have a lot of things to look at on the walls. There is a lot of art on the walls, a lot. A lot. We're quite visually hectic. So because we have a troop of 15 of us, so we have painters, graffiti artists, we have weavers, we have dancers. So it's special for us. We don't even hang out this much in New Zealand, so it's great to come to Hawaii and actually spend some great time with each other through the arts, and yeah, so I can thank the Honolulu Biennale for that. And as it's, you know,
family vacation, right? Yeah,
it is a family vacation. We have even kids here, we have, you know, families, we have a really mixed, diverse sort of crew, and a lot of us are performers. So we're thinking, because we're all very quite organic, but Wednesday's our last night, where we'll be in Hawaii, so that's, we'll have a little closing soiree at the HQ, and we're all about bring your own everything. So if you want to come down, you've got to bring your own everything, bring a plate of food to share, bring some wine, bring your friends, and share with us.
That'll be on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. All right.